Okay, it's time for some bargains and also some of those missed connections on Becky's Classifieds. Maybe you're looking for love at the moment. Maybe somebody has spotted you. You never spoke, but they want you bad. And they've advertised to try and find you. Right, we've got a bargain first, have we, Becky?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. These are all real ads on the internet right now.
Scary washing machine. No, really, it's terrifying.
How can a washing machine be scary?
Old mid-80s top loader. Goes like a rocket. By goes like a rocket, I actually mean that literally. It actually shakes the house. It's the loudest, most violent-sounding washing machine I have ever encountered. It makes guests scared and children cry. I've lived with it like that for almost a year, and it still scares me.
He's not doing a very good job of selling this, is he? If he wants to get it off his hands.
No.
Do you know what? I think we had a scary washing machine. I'm going to sound really geeky now, but I think you just need to take out the transit box.
What?
It's a big bolt at the back, and unless you remove it, your washing machine goes from your kitchen right through to your lounge, carving big holes in your floor.
What?
I know, in my rented accommodation.
Oh, God. Hello to your landlord. Oh, that's good.
It's all fine.
Is it?
Yeah, but it is really so like a scary monster. I'd recommend getting one and
there's a contraption in a washing machine that makes it move from room to room.
Basically, unless you take it out, I think it just goes mad.
I have seen them go mad before. She's not getting her deposit back, is she?
No.
While washing a load of old towels, it got a bit out of balance, and it got so out of control for a minute that I swear I actually saw a porthole to another dimension open above it for just a second. There were dinosaurs on the other side, and they looked scared too. It almost sucked me in, but I held onto it for my life to the deep freeze. It sucked my shoes and pants off, and it got the iron as well, which annoyed me because it was quite a good one.
This washing machine is actually scary.
Luckily, it sucked its own power cord out of the wall and stopped before the whole house went in. I drew a picture of the dinosaurs I saw in case people didn't believe me. They are partly red because my green felt ran out halfway through.
This is like the Hawaii chair. Do you remember how scary that was when it lost control?
Yeah, but that was more due to operator error though, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. Rick. It just went crazy. All I did was turn it up to like level 6 and it went up to level 100 or something and pulled
it
out.
As I say, operator error.
I think that video's still online. You can see me just losing it on the Hawaii chair. It was out to get me.
I think it would be good to paint it matte black and put steel spikes all over it and draw demons on the front. However, I have added an image of another possible customization option for people who like horses. On heavy-duty spin cycle, it sort of sounds a bit like the tortured howls of 1,000 undead writhing in the sulfury pits of hell, mixed with a train with carriages full of scrap iron sliding down the road with no wheels, on fire, into a bell factory. Thankfully, its bite is not as bad as its bark. It washes fine, completes cycles, does everything it's supposed to. It leaks a bit when it's running, always has. It's a bit grubby, could do with a wipe down. I refuse to touch it because I'm still getting over the whole dinosaur scare thing.
Well, at least it washes properly, that's the main thing.
If you're in a fix and need a cheap washing machine and are either completely deaf or hate your neighbours, this baby is for you. $1 reserve, pickup only, selling to pay for my counselling.
I'm not too keen on my neighbours, I might get it.
That's a very long advert, wasn't it? Lots of people agree with Becky, by the way, about the transit bolts.
Really?
Yeah.
Quite
a few people wondering whether Becky's forte should be washing machine diagnosis.
Wow. Tom in Winchester's just removing some transit brackets right now.
When washing machines go mad, sounds like something I'd voice over.
Have you not done that one yet?
No, but I might put that into a production company.
I can imagine that on Sky 3. When washing machines go mad.
Oh, dear.
Next.
Blonde fox with visible love bite.
Oh.
I think this is a misconnection, not a bargain.
Right.
I keep bumping into this girl who lives in the same apartment complex as me in Belfast. Tall, blonde and bubbly. I think she could be the girl of my dreams, and I'm willing to give up my wife and 7 children if she'll go out with me. She enjoys a drink, may have a boyfriend, and usually sports a visible love bite on the right-hand side of her neck. Anyway, I'm the one across the road who drives the silver Merc. Get in touch, babe, and we could make the earth move. I'm sure of it.
So he's going to leave his wife and 7 kids for a blonde fox with a love bite.
Who already has a boyfriend.
Great.
Maybe. Are you sure it's a love bite and not just like a birthmark? If it's always there.
Could be.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't think that person should get in touch at all because he's a married man. Next.
Really hot guy in Barclays.
Has the voice changed? Is it Greg James now and not Hugh Stevens? Right, another missed connection.
Did he refuse to do this one? Has he got something... Has he got something against Barclays?
Really hot guy in Barclays. Dear really hot guy that works in Barclays, Norwich. I don't know who you are, but I keep seeing you everywhere and you're, like, totally hot. So, yeah, hi and congrats on looking hot.
Okay. That can't be too hard to narrow down, surely, can it? Hot guy in Barclays, Norwich?
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
Get in touch.
I'd steer clear, personally.
Why?
Well, in my experience, customer service hasn't been very good in Barclays.
Really?
Yes, in my experience.
12-inch orange monkey. £4.
I'd put up with anything if someone was hot.
So would I. So we're on to an orange monkey now.
The appeal is obvious. 12 inches in height, sporting long, caressing, furry arms that stretch around your neck to return the hug effect. What more could you ask for?
Oh, no. No.
What?
No, I don't like it.
What? It's only £4.
Yeah, when they put their arms around you.
It's not a real monkey.
I know, but I just don't like
being cuddled.
What's a monkey butler? I thought you could just sit and put your drink on it.
No, if I'm going to get a monkey butler, it would be a real monkey. Not an orange one that's furry and puts your arms...
If you tied it around your neck, you could have it with you everywhere.
No, don't want it. Next.
Lauren with a broken wrist.
Hey, is this another misconnection? Okay.
Hope you get the ski job. Fancy a drink?
She's not going to get the job, is she?
She's not going to get the job, no.
A ski job?
Yeah.
With a broken wrist?
Hope you get the ski job. Fancy a drink?
Probably not going to happen. Right, any more...
The one that does a speech just trying to do an impression of somebody trying to have a drink with a broken wrist. Very funny.
We've got some more classifiers later.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Those were the bargains, folks.
Ollie in Newcastle is just one of many people on the taste. He does have a birthmark that looks like a love bite.
Right.
Just like to point that out.
Thanks. BBC Radio 1. Radio 1. Scott Mills. A girl called Nikki, I think it was, wasn't it, says that she has also seen the hot guy in Barclays, Norwich, and she wouldn't mind a bit either. Or words to that effect, I think she said. Is that what she said?
She said you wouldn't say no.
She wouldn't say no, same. Maybe this guy's famous. Maybe he's just the hot guy from Barclays. Maybe they could use him in their new adverts. A bit like Howard off the Halifax. Same.
Do you think he's hot?
The hot guy. Who, Howard?
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying they use him in the ads. Scott Mills.
BBC. Radio 1. Hello?
Hello, who's
that? There's another hot guy in Norwich.
There's another hot guy in Norwich?
Yeah, he works in HMV.
Okay, what's his name?
Well, I don't know.
Is it the best place to be then if you want to see hot people?
Sometimes. It depends. You have to look hard and go to the cool places.
I quite like the idea that every town or city in the UK has, like, a hot person that most people know about. Is he famous in Norwich for being super hot?
Yeah, I'd say so. All my friends know him.
And he works in HMV in Norwich?
Yeah.
What does he look like?
He has, like, cool, like, Buddy Holly-style glasses and, like, a beard and, like, black hair.
Cool.
He's just generally cool and hot.
Norwich is obviously the place to be. There's one in the Barclays Bank and there's one in HMV.
Yep, it's cool.
Wow.
It's all in... Yeah, the place to be.
Yeah. Where are you at the moment? You're not there, are you?
No, I'm on holiday in Cornwall.
I can hear, like, seagulls and stuff in the background.
Yeah, I'm right by the beach.
What's your name?
It's Becky.
Okay, I'll pass it on if the hot guy in HMV is listening, all right?
Cool, thank you.
Love you.
Love you. This is Radio
1. BBC Radio 1. Okay, now it's time for more of Becky's Classifieds. These are real-life things that you can buy for quite cheap on the internet right now. And we've got some more of those misconnections as well. People looking for love and they may have spotted you. First one?
Barbie typewriter, £5. A Barbie typewriter in mint condition. It comes in its original box, together with operating instructions and care information leaflet. A delightful addition for any Barbie fan.
I didn't know they did Barbie typewriters.
It's not for a Barbie doll. That would be stupid. It'd be tiny.
Was it not for... Oh, I see. It's like...
It's a life-size typewriter in Barbie colours. But I thought we could get it for the one that doesn't speak to write the musical on.
Good idea.
Because I imagine he's getting quite lovey, isn't he? And I thought it'd be quite good if we got him a typewriter rather than a normal computer, so he could just, like, really theatrically, rip up the script and chuck it to one side.
Sit in his kimono, typing with a cigarette and a cigarette holder. Yeah.
Darling, this is no good.
Yeah, I can imagine that. We should get it for him.
I think he wants a cravat as well, but I haven't seen one of them on the classifieds.
Okay, when
a
you see one.
A Barbie doll cravat?
No, not a Barbie cravat.
I don't think they do them.
It's a good idea, though, because it's not quite the same effect, is it, when he's just on the keyboard?
Because you've got to have that bit on the typewriter that you, like, push to one side. Do you remember? I don't remember typewriters, but you see it in old movies, don't you? Mm.
Next.
Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz for sale.
Hi, if by some miracle this works, I would be over the moon. I was at the Above show on Thursday night, saw a beautiful girl, dark long hair, tall, greenish jacket, jeans, tanned complexion, during the break having a cigarette. Spoke briefly on how cold it was. She was stunning with a great smile.
Oh, so... bit of love action maybe on the cards?
Saw her at the end with, I think, her mum, and she called someone from her mobile. I think she called him Gary. I think her mum called her Claire.
This guy has got way too much information. If this was you, would you not be a little bit worried?
He's got amazing hearing.
He's got superhuman power hearing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Please, please, if anyone knows who this may be, please refer them to this ad, as I'm 100% sure that there was a connection there, and I'd love to see her again. She will know who I am, as I'm sure she will remember me too. Saw them again in the NCP car park in, I think, an Audi small car. I think an A3 two-door black with registration number starting SA05. And then on the motorway, heading east.
Oh, my God, he knows far too much. Please steer clear of him.
That's a little bit worrying.
Really worrying.
Registration number, I think... make them sound very creepy, though, doesn't he?
He knew half the registration number. Run away fast. Next.
Blonde babe in black boots and black tight leather trousers. On bus 8 at 10 p.m. Saturday the 6th of June.
Sounds hot.
Hi. I got on the bus 8 towards Bow Road, just after the crossroads, and you were beautifully sitting at the back as if you were just posing in a studio. Lol.
Lol.
You reminded me of a female model posing in the role of an elegant female horse rider because of your black leather trousers and black boots. They looked really stunning on you. You were very thoughtful, so I didn't want to interrupt your intensive thinking of something or someone. And then, just a few bus stops after I got on the same bus, you got off it.
I'm not... Why would you sit on a bus like you're riding a horse? Because when you ride a horse, you've got to do that. Why would you sit on a bus like that?
You don't pose on a bus like that, do you? Not on the number 8 Bow Road.
Not on the back
seat.
Attracting
the wrong sort of attention.
Sweetheart, I hope you don't mind me being so adventurous and outgoing by approaching you this way, because your gorgeously natural appearance and super photogenic looks absolutely motivated me to get closer to you. Anyway, if you're interested to meet a very genuine, honest and fun guy, then that's me, and this really could be your lucky shot, because I'm the man of many qualities and virtues. Wink.
Ugh. I can't get the pose on the bus out of my head.
Me
now.
Neither.
Me doing it or her doing it?
No, her doing it, definitely.
Then Becky did demonstrate, thanks for that.
Yeah, but I didn't see that, so I've still got the model on the back of the bus pose in my head.
Do it for
I'm not looking at you.
Do it for go on.
No, I'm turning around.
Go on, just a little look. Go on, go.
Now I'm turning back the other way. No, the benefit. No, mate,
do it.
No, I don't want to look. It's the beauty of having a swivel chair.
If I've got to live with that image for the rest of the evening, so have you.
No.
Next.
Cardiff Vegetarian Festival Dark-Haired Beauty.
Oh, okay. Calling all vegetarians looking for love.
Slim woman who made eye contact with me once in the Macintosh Centre, and then again as you were going outside with your friend. I don't know who you were or why you made eye contact, but couldn't help notice you were very attractive. Me, I had longish hair and an innocent face. Drop me a line.
It's quite sweet.
You could pretend to be the vegetarian beauty.
Do I look like a vegetarian beauty to you?
Well, what do vegetarian beauties look like?
I don't know, you tell me, you used to be one.
You're too...
to what?
A vegetarian beauty
really
tend to look like they need a good meal.
That's not me.
No, you look like you've had plenty of good meals.
Thanks. Anyway, that would be Becky's classified. Get off me!
Leave his love handles alone.
Get off! If you want any of that stuff, let me know. I just want the Barbie typewriter out of that one, please.
Not the orange monkey from earlier.
No.